Welcome to the Sunday podcast from LifeDean. Reflections on the upcoming Catholic Mass readings so you can make the most of your Sunday. Here's your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Welcome back to the Sunday podcast, everybody. I'm Mark Hart. Let's take a look at the second Sunday of Lent. You know, the word perspective is one of my favorite words. And when it comes to Scripture, the one thing we need to have is proper perspective. You see, I think what happens is we all get wrapped up in our life. We're all very, very busy people. We're so busy that we'll even tell you how busy. We'll take time to tell other people how busy we are, which means actually we're not that busy. But anyway, this happens a lot. And we can get so wrapped up in what's happening today, right now, that we miss what's going to happen, what's happening around us, what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't live with the end in mind. We're just living in survival mode. We're sort of constantly in survival mode. And Scripture is this divine invitation to constantly have a new perspective. As it says in Isaiah, that my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways, says the Lord. And God is constantly trying to call us up the mountaintop to have a different perspective, to have a wider perspective, to think deeper. The word perspective comes from two words in Latin, which means to look through. So to have the proper perspective doesn't mean you just look at the situation. It means you look through the situation to see the bigger picture. And when you have the bigger picture, you and I realize, okay, it's all right. Even though I'm stressed right now, God's in control. Even though I'm kind of freaking out right now, and today's not going well, this week's not going well, this year's not going well, the fact is, I'm God's son or I'm God's daughter. He's got me. He's got it under control. And this is probably what was going through Abram's mind in the first reading from Genesis. Now, this is before God and Abram have been walking together for a while, okay? So Abram's pretty new to this whole interacting with God covenant thing. And God takes Abram outside of the tent, and he says, look up at the sky and count the stars. Now, what you'll notice as the reading progresses is that this happens during the daytime. So some scholars want to say, look, what happened was, it was daytime, and then God gave this miraculous celestial event. He actually allowed the stars to be seen to Abram during the daytime so he could see how vast the universe is, how large the cosmos is, because he's going to compare the stars to how many descendants Abram's going to have. Other people said, well, no, he couldn't see the stars, you see, because it was daytime. So he actually had to widen his perspective and trust the Lord. Like, hey, you can't see this now, but over time, you're going to see how great your descendants are. Either way works, okay? Whoever kind of scholars you want to listen to, people debate. The fact is, God was trying to give Abram a wider perspective before he made this covenant with him. And the covenant is this exchange, right? God's going to give all of his love, all of himself to Abram and his descendants. And Abram's descendants had the option, the opportunity to give all of themselves back to God. Basically, Abram had to remember the end game. He had to begin with the end in mind, as people have famously said. And the same thing's going on in the second reading. When St. Paul is writing the second reading, he's trying to say, listen, you have to become like me, okay? You have to conduct yourselves like me because I'm trying to conduct myself like Christ. See, they didn't have a visual representation of what a Christian looked like. The Christian thing was still pretty new for a lot of these different communities that Paul was founding and visiting. So he's saying, look, if you're trying to figure out what it looks like, change your perspective, okay? Look at me. I'm trying to do it this way. Try to be like me. Try to conduct yourselves in this way. Change your perspective on what holiness looks like, what virtue looks like. Forget what you knew and try to take on something new. Try to take on a different look. What you have to do is take on the perspective of Jesus. You have to look to him. You have to think about him. And if you think about him, then the end game in mind, you will be citizens in heaven. That's how it's going to work. And this all makes perfect sense because this is the week in Lent. It happens every year when Jesus takes Peter, James, and John up the side of the mountain for the transfiguration. Now, it's easy when you've heard this reading 100 times to kind of zone out and go, okay, I know how it goes. And he's going to, you know, go all Vegas and his face is going to shine like the sun and glowing white and Peter, James, and John and Moses and Elijah. Yeah. But what happens in this? Jesus does what? He takes them up the mountain. He elevates their mindset, elevates them physically and also socially, spiritually, mentally, gives them a new perspective. And then he transfigures before them, giving them a new perspective. Because what's about to happen to Jesus? He's about to suffer and die. And he's trying to remind them, listen, I want you to have this visual right now of me and my glory. I want you to understand you're all going to be in your glory. So when the suffering comes, you remember this moment. You have a new perspective. Remember. The same way in the upper room, he gives us the Eucharist. He says, do this in remembrance of me. That God gives us these moments, these Eucharistic moments, these sacramental moments, these divinely inspired prayerful moments, so that when the bad times do come, we remember the end. We have a new perspective. And just like Abram, even though we can't see how it's all going to turn out, if we trust the Lord in time, his glory is going to be revealed.
For more Catholic content, check out lifeteam.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And remember to subscribe to this podcast for weekly reflections. God bless.